And when he came back, before he went, I was questioned, why is my son going overseas? And I told my son, I told him that the FBI is looking for him. And he's like, why would they be looking for me? That's strange. Just don't talk to them. This is weird. And he didn't think much of it. He didn't even know why. And then when he came back, the FBI kept after him. So anyway, so they put informants and they let people trick the person into saying something about jihad. And then, you know, they videotape, they record them. And they have wiretaps on them, whatever. Well, my son had none of that, but one of his co-defendants was talking a lot. He's a white American Muslim. He was talking a lot about the wars against Iraq and Afghanistan. And they did not like him because he was very vocal. And they wanted my son or his friend to be informants on that guy. And they refused. So they wanted to actually basically get back at my son and his friend because they didn't want to be what they wanted him to be. And they kept coming to my apartment and asking me and asking my son the same thing over and over again about this guy. His name is Boyd, to say something about this guy. And we didn't know what they wanted to know about this guy, so we kept saying, we don't know what you want to know. So then my son calls the next day, and he's like really worried about me. And he's so worried that they're going to arrest me. And I told him, why would they arrest me? I didn't do anything. No, he called the office lady. He's so worried that the FBI is going to arrest me. And I told him that I didn't do anything. Why would they arrest me? He said, well, I didn't do anything, and they arrested me too. So then the FBI comes to my house to give me my son's belonging, which is his ski and his swimming shorts. And I asked him, why are they doing this to us? And they said that they feel if they pressured my son enough, if they kept him in jail and pressured him enough, they would tell him, my son and his friend, whatever they're looking for against that guy, Boyd. And I thought, surely my government is not, had made a mistake, and a month or two would pass, and my son is going to be out. Well, a year passed, 2 years passed, 3 years passed, and now almost four, and my son is still in jail. You know, then it was two and a half years pre-trial. They kept pressuring my son. They wanted him to take the plea deal. My son's case was different. He didn't want to take the plea deal, not just because he wasn't guilty, because on top of that, they told him that he wants him to testify against the other people, his co-defendants. And that means he has to lie and tell them basically what they want him to say. It's like a script. We lost the trial, okay? There was no evidence against my son whatsoever. No evidence whatsoever, okay? Except they paid people money, tell them to go say that. My son was not on any of the tape recordings, nothing. But they kept putting my son's picture up, brainwashed the jury. They probably even scared the jury backstage, I would tell you, okay? And they'll say, United States versus Yagi, which is my son's name. And they keep on putting his picture over and over and over and over again until people are thinking, okay, you know, who's this Yagi? Okay? They don't look at a young man sitting down there who's about to be for the rest of his life in jail. Then when there was no evidence and the people, Boyd took that plea deal because he wanted to save himself and his kids. So he took the plea deal, and part of that plea deal is to come and lie against the other people, the other co-defendants. But for some reason, okay, he said there was no conspiracy going on between him and my son. There was no conspiracy. So that means there's nothing going on between them. The people are trying to convince me that the judge is good because she smiles. No, you know, the wolf smiles when he tries to eat you, okay? He's going to show you his teeth and it's going to look like a smile, but that's not a real smile. The judge, okay, had to give my son a sentence, okay? She wanted to give him one of the highest sentences, okay? After we lost the trial, I still had hope, okay, maybe the judge has a heart. Maybe she'll give him time served. Maybe 5 years, maybe anything, just let's get out of this, okay? What bothered her the most, okay, is that she wanted my son to almost beg her, okay? But when he stood up high and he said, okay, I didn't do anything wrong. She did not like that. So she said he's going over there to recruit people and he's acting like as a lone wolf, and she gave him 31.5 years. And when she gave him that, she looked at my face directly to see my reaction. She said, he's not, he doesn't feel any remorse. Okay, I'm trying to say remorse for what? I mean, for every action, there's a reaction. You go kill somebody, you feel remorse, you get punished. But to you, for somebody who goes and visits his uncle or his grandfather or his rest of his relatives and his country, what is wrong with that?